Blog Talk Radio.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. The hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay cold. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay. Ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. 'Cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Yourself, stop on that bus. There ain't nobody here but us. They gotta point that gun the other way. How do you stay alright?"
Yeah. You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZACLP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, RFM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Series.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn the backstory.
Well, good morning and welcome to the backstory. Today, we really want to talk about some new business at the City Council. Is it new, or if we look at the backstory, is it just a replay of some of the campaigns we've had in the past? Some of the same promises, some of the same visions. It's sort of like get elected, kick the can down the road, and let's continue to play the game. Maybe we'll shuffle the cards, but we'll still play the same game. Well, what I'd like you to do is think about this. I want you to get ready for the longest political campaign in Modesto history. Think about it. 18 months in real time. This isn't going to be about the 30-day or 60-day time frame where the consultants heat up their graphic departments and print lies and rumors and innuendos and engage in character assassination. How much dirt can we pull up on any particular candidate? And even if there's no dirt, we can make it up. And sure, it's going to cost us some extra money, but so what? We got money because we make money. These are the people of power and means who, if you stop and think about it, need government, because they do business with government. Now, Tuesday night at the Modesto City Council meeting, Kevin Villain, he wrote, I thought, an excellent article covering that meeting. And the title was, "How Simple Tasks Reveal a Big Rift Amongst Modesto Council Members." Well, I didn't know what the simple tasks were. If you're dealing with the homeless, what is so simple about that? I remember a long, long time ago, maybe even in a high school history class, where historically, when the white man came to the continent and decided to move ever west, they had to remove a tribe, many tribes. They were called Indians. And, well, in order to get them off the land, you had to kill them. Well, you can't do that. They're Indians, but they're human beings. And so then the propaganda was, no, they're just savages. It's okay to kill savages, right? We don't want to kill any human beings. But it's okay. And we don't have to kill them, you know, actually shoot them. We can just move them off the land. But by the way, we also probably should shoot the buffalo so that, and let the buffalo rot on the prairie, but then the Indians won't have food. So we don't have to shoot them. Just keep them going. And so we took over, and we didn't stop, really, until we got to San Francisco. Anyhow, the moral of the story simply is that people today who want to do business with the government have to redefine government in order for them to do business with the government. And they'll say, oh, leave this, you know, get the government out of our lives. And yet those liberals, those crazy liberals, that are destroying our economy and our way of life. Well, it's not the guy working 8 to 5, and it's not the guy that's working in the factories and in the fields, and even, I'm sorry to say, those school teachers, police, who really don't make a lot of money. Some do, but most don't. And so they are the ones who are paid by the government. Well, we can't afford to pay them too much because we want some for ourselves. These are the people of power and means. So you know what you do? You elect people to office. It's part of your profit and loss statement, probably, that you have a certain expense of contributions to political campaigns in order to elect people who will do your bidding. Well, that always has gone on, but let's just talk specifically about the city of Modesto. Because those people that meet, their meetings are televised. Their meetings are not very well attended unless they have a dog and pony show, which means they'll hand out 50 awards and see if they can get a couple of hundred people to come and see their employees or children or get an award. You know, that's a good way of filling up the chamber. And it's only at the beginning, because as soon as that's all done, half the room gets up and leaves. They're not there to listen to their council people discuss what they want to do with this city. They were only there to watch the ceremony, thank the council, and then leave. Well, that's changed. Well, it's not that that's changed. They still do that. But what's changed is we have turned into a government of middlemen. Okay? So what you do, you're sitting on the council, you're a councilman, You've got certain people that you are obligated to who put you in office. Principally, it's developers. And you've been elected by none other than George Petrolakis. George is a land use attorney who, of course, is also a political consultant. And he's very good at it. He has to be good at it because he has to elect people who will vote the way he wants them to vote. Okay? So what we have then is a government that I'm talking about now, the middlemen, they actually purged this city of staff members. Staff members are people who run the city, who would advise the council of what directions they can or can't go. They are now, it's mindful of the Trump administration, of everybody now is a interim head of all the agencies in government, because they fired everybody they thought was the most qualified. But here in Modesto, you purge the people who don't want to get along. And you, by getting rid of them, then you hire people that you want. And we call it middlemen. Now, middlemen are nonprofits. Nonprofits are big. What you do is you create an alliance, or you create a nonprofit, and then you take that nonprofit and you give them this assignment. For example, I always liked the downtown Domo thing. A guy by the name of Josh Bridegroom. Josh, God bless him, Josh had a job with the city, and he created something called New City. Well, he didn't create it. He bought the template. And I've told you this one before, but briefly, what Josh Bridegroom did while he was an employee of the city, I don't know what he was making at the time, but the New City was a way to revitalize downtown. And if you go over the number of years that they have revitalized downtown, 20 years ago, the talk was, well, the Gallo. We'll build the Gallo Performing Arts, and that will revitalize downtown. It's 20 years ago. I don't think so. I don't know if that was their move or that was their goal. But things weren't happening. So they created the Downtown Community Benefit District. Got this? And so they got the template from New Cities in L.A. And I tell the story, I embellish it a little bit, about a group of young men who decide, you know, let's take the city over. And sometimes this was over a few drinks and a cigar in their favorite hangout. So we do have smoke-filled back rooms or lower rooms, whichever you want to talk about. And let's take over the city. And the guy said, well, I thought we already had. Oh, no, this is a good deal. This is what we do. We sign up with New Cities. Now, they're going to charge us maybe, I think the figure was $35,000, but they'll put it together. So what they're going to do is create a new district. And the first thing you have to have with the new district is bounds, parameters. What is it going to be? Well, look, we'll go from L to G, okay, downtown. And then we'll go from 7th Street to Needham. And that'll be our new city. then, now that you've got the boundaries, you've got to get out the vote. What do you plan to do? Well, we're going to get the property owners downtown to vote to tax themselves. Well, it's an extra tax. I guess at that point they can call it a fee. Well, why would 214 property owners, why would they vote to pay, in some cases, $5,000 and even more a year with a 5% increase for 15 years? Why would they do that? Well, because in the long run, it'll be good for them. Because we'll improve the downtown and they'll do more business. We can do things for the downtown that the city is not doing, according to them. So that seems like a pretty difficult thing to do. Well, no, because you know what's included in the downtown? Why, it's 1010 10th Street, the county, the city, it's SCOE, Stanislaus County Office of Education, it's the library, it's United Methodist Church, they're downtown, and they'll have to pay $6,000 a year unless they find a remedy for them. It became a sticking point briefly in that discussion. So then you have the library. Library pays $12,000 a year. And we'll pressure wash their patio, but the library will be nice. And then the other thing that downtown needs is to control the homeless. Well, as Domo, what we can do is we can hire Steve Rank of Rank Security. And Rank, I understand, is the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Rank has done quite well for himself. He can get contracts with the city on a handshake, and then he can get contracts without the city council ever knowing about it. Of course, there were a lot of people that were getting contracts with the city council. $16 million worth. City Council didn't know about. So, back to what Domo's going to do. Well, they did get their offices, pretty plush offices, really, over, I think it's in 17th and I. And who was going to be the director? Well, none other than Josh Goodman, because Josh was going to leave the city and become the CEO of Domo. Probably close to, I know some other figures, but I would guess that maybe it's twice as much as he was making with the city. It had to be that much because I'm sure he's got medical and so on and so forth. So, getting back to how you get them elected, how do you get them in? Well, you got to sort of rig the election. And the way you do that is that you give the city and the county and SCOE and all those, you give them extra voting. Their votes are weighted. Okay? It's sort of like gerrymandering on the basis of how much square footage you have, and so on and so forth. So they go into the selection with a 15% edge, at least. Okay. So then you go after the owners, the property owners, and you send out ballots. First of all these ballots have to be well-worded and so on and so forth, but apparently they made a mistake on the first set, and they recalled them, said, nope, don't vote that one. We can't know, but I wonder how many ballots were being turned in that said, no, we don't want to do this. So they probably backed it up a little, and they sent out another ballot. Now, don't worry about it. The county and city and those groups, they're locked in. They've already voted to take your tax dollars and give it to this nonprofit called Domo. We'll pitch in. We see this is a good deal, because if you got rank security taking care of security in the downtown and you're picking up garbage, we don't have to hire people to do that. You're pressure washing the sidewalks. You're promising a better downtown. And we're going to give you 15 years to do it. And so these same city council people that are there now, pretty much, they're all sitting there now. And the reason I'm getting to this story is because they're all wanting, almost all of them, they all want to be mayor. Yeah. Doug Ridenour, let's start from left to right. Doug Ridenour, yeah, he wants to be mayor. I mean, he claims, no, I don't. But I think Emerson Drake is exposed to his intentions. Of course, his brother was mayor, so he thinks that perhaps this could be another dynasty. Anyhow, then Jenny Kinnoyer. Well, Jenny, I think, is 84, and I don't think she really wants to be mayor. But next to her, you got Bill Zolacki. Now, Zolacki, a personable man, still has not returned my phone call. He was the president of the Building Industry Association, which was heavily involved in making Modesto grow. And he's now with Stan Cog. I do understand that Bill did want to run for some upper echelon offices, and he was sort of talked out of it, so he dropped out before the election actually happened. But they did get him elected to the city council. So next to Zolacki, of course, is Joe Lopez. Now, Joe Lopez is our city manager now. He's not elected. Thankful for Joe Lopez is that he is the only one that this city council could find that would take the job in Modesto as a city manager. We got what we got. So next to the city manager is our mayor, Mayor Branville. Now, you can enter George Petrolakis into this discussion now, because when Branville was elected, Petrolakis went and recruited him, signed him up to be mayor the last day of filing, got all the papers in time to make him a candidate for mayor. And Petrolakis elected him. Did a great job. A great job. Of course, when you're wired like Petrolakis is, I don't mean he's taking drugs or anything, wired into the system. And I don't think Branville knew, but a little side story here. Branville, at that time, did come to me and said if I wanted to vote for him. And I said, well, no, I don't think so. I said, you were recruited by George Petrolakis. Well, he was sorry he used that word, so George Petrolakis sent him back with a different adjective. He said, no. He persuaded me. Petrolakis persuaded me to run for mayor. And as you all know, according to Mayor Branville, the mayor's office is a nonpartisan election. Well, that's the backstory from that election. But the fact is that it's the Republicans who put him in office. In fact, in his attempt to become a second-term mayor, none other than the chair of the Republican Central Committee is bragging about the fact that he can raise or has raised $50,000 for the election of Mayor Branville. My guess is that Petrolakis and Zagaris, the guy that Petrolakis works for, haven't decided yet, or have decided, but Branville is not to be reelected. Okay? So they're going to dump him in favor of who? Well, there's going to be a lot of candidates, but what we do know is that there are a lot of candidates are in the city council. Okay, so we have Ridenhart. Okay, Knoyer, nope. Zalaki, yep, he's in. Well, Branville, he's definitely in. And then next to Branville, you've got our city attorney, who really is the power behind this whole government movement. Would you be shocked that if he was making $20 million a year or charging the city $20 million, $11 million goes to his law firm. He's a principal in Myers Nave, and he's a city attorney. Okay. Then next to him, you have Christy Ayu. And Christy Ayu might find it a little lonely, but her comment of how she feels Tuesday night was that she was going to do the right thing. She didn't care what other people said. But in the flashpoint that Valin puts in his story, Christy Ayu stated that opposition to her serving on the council's audit committee, why would they oppose her? Well, because we'll talk about that. But there's the retaliation, and it was because of retaliation and retribution, because of my loud voice and fighting for keeping our auditor. So I'm just going to go ahead and let that be known. Thank you. We're going to pick up with the auditor really next week on Monday. We'll pick up the story from there. So then you got Madrigal. Of course, Madrigal will run for anything. And he certainly has given no indication, but he's not going to take himself out of the running. And then the final guy is he's all the way to the right, Manny Grewal. And Manny, of course, he had hopes of running for the Senate. And if that happens, all good and well. But if it doesn't happen, he might also throw his headdress in to become mayor. Okay? So now, we want you to know that there are 18 months before the next election. This is going to be the longest election period in the history of Modesto. 18 months. This is real time. No more hit pieces. We can put out what they call hit pieces every week. Although it would be the truth. Anyhow, thanks for listening. Join us again Monday at 11 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do.
chickens call. There ain't nobody here but us chickens, done.
Ahead. So this is what I want to know. Take me to the verse. Thank you. doctor's final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you can be approved with just one phone call. Your rate can never be increased. Your benefits can never be decreased. And your coverage can never be canceled. Call the number on your screen now and see how final expense coverage can help you. There's no obligation. Call 800-643-9860. That's 800-643-9860.
Are you stuck?
Thank you. today. Thank you.
they lock the door, we'll give up.
Yeah, leave it here.
How about?
What? Oh, what happened to the black one?
Yeah, really.
I think myself.
zoning bylaw. That's real battle. Call Harker for your free quote. Not an AARP member? The Harker helps you join in this. Here's an insurance company that respects its customers enough to do the right thing. Like with new car replacements. If your new car is totaled in an accident, the Harker will pay the full replacement cost for your car. That's pretty cool, huh? Sometimes life happens and like that.
Thank you.